Lady Diva Live Radio. Welcome, everyone. I am your host with the most this evening. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Phone lines are open. You can call in. My return guest, the comeback of R&B singer-songwriter, Mr. Do-Right Man. He is back on my platform today to announce his two newest singles. Welcome back, Mr. Do-Right Man.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. It's a glad opportunity, in other words, to come back out and meet back with all the fans and talk back with the host that boned me out in the beginning, Ms. Brenda Moss. So I appreciate everybody, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So that track I'm playing there, Straighten It Out, that was from the Sail Away album. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That was the very first album I done back off in 2019, Sail Away. We started making all the songs to the album in 2017. But yes, that's one of the songs off of the album Sail Away project.
Yes. And if anyone has missed that showcase, it's still active and playing everywhere on any of the music streams online, so go ahead and check it out. No, matter of fact, check out the whole album Sail Away by Mr. Do-Right Man. Yeah. As we move along, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Huntsville, Texas. I'm originally born in Houston, Texas, but I've been out in Huntsville for the past year, and I'm loving it. I love the country life.
Yeah. I can see those cover arts that you have there pictured with yourself with horses and stuff. I would like to ask you, what have you been doing since the last time you're on my show back in 2020?
Oh, we've been getting to work. We've been out there in on the stage with Rue Davis, Jabo, the Texas Prince. I actually been on the stage with Avell Hollywood, LJ Eccles, Diddy Simons, you name it. We are starting to open up for a lot of big artists. I believe that's next month. I will be off in Mansfield with Calvin Richardson, also with TK Soul. I'll be opening up for TK Soul. I'll be at Soretta's birthday party the 26th of this month. I mean,
okay.
Sorella, yeah, birthday party off in, what is that? Yeah, so her birthday bash. Marcella,
okay.
I'm sorry about that. Marcella's birthday party on the 26th of this month.
Well, I would like for you to mention those upcoming events later in the show, okay, so everybody mm-hmm. can take note of that. So what I want you mm-hmm. to do is reintroduce yourself. Introduce yourself to our curious listeners out there that don't know of you. So go right ahead and tell them about yourself. Go right ahead, Mr. Do Right Man.
Well, Jabo gave me the opportunity to start in this arena when I met him in San Antonio. He didn't have to allow me to take the mic, but he gave me a chance. He didn't even know if I could sing or not. But when he gave me the mic, he said, you know, he said a bad word. He said, you know, a word that wasn't funny. But so what happened was he enjoyed it, and he started taking me along and introducing me to some great people that furthered my career. And also I met Miss Sweets, Ida Bird, and Ruth Davis from what we've been doing. And I try to do is grace the stage, and the reason why they call me the Do Right Man is because I carry the right attitude. I carry professionalism every time I go on the stage and when I come off the stage. And my grandmother called me, you know, Mr. Right when I was a little boy. So that name stuck, you know, it stayed with me all through my career. And I try to keep a positive attitude. I believe if I'm representing the people that's around me, I have to have professionalism and also have to have respect for the people that I work with. So that's the reason why they called me the Do Right Man.
Right. And thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
yes.
You play guitar, correct?
No. The music that you hear is my cousin, which we call him Chris Hines, the clinician. He had worked with Ice Cube on some of his projects. He worked with Mona Moore. He worked with a lot of professional people like Frankly Beverly Mays, you know, Fantasia, Destiny Child. So he worked with a slew of people, and that's who you hear playing all the music riffs on the Straighten It Out.
All right. Well, thank you for that information as well. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you for reintroducing yourself. Now, Mr. Do Right Man, we're going to go into mentioning the two newest singles you got going on here. One is called Country Trail Riding, and the other one is Miss You. Now, what inspired you to do and create these two new singles? What's the story behind them both?
Well, everyone loves to have a great time, and everyone loves a great festival. And I'm a country boy, so I wrote the song on the perspective of, you know, how I see, you know, we having a great time, doing a great festival, enjoying the horse riding, and also, you know, like I said, I got the moonshine in my cup. You know, every now and then, you know, Do Right Man gonna get him a cup every now and then and get real laid back and watch everything that goes on. So that song was written from a perspective of just enjoying family, friends, loved ones, building connection, and just having a great time. And the song that I wrote from Missing You is all the things that have happened on these past 2 years, how we have loved ones that's been affected through this pandemic that we're going through. and how we are just losing loved ones day after day and not knowing why. Because before the 2 years, you know, we was having get together, we was enjoying each other, but seemed like that all our friends, all our loved ones, all our best partners are just walking away, and it's just so hurtful not understanding. So that's the reason why I wrote those songs, and that's the reason why I believe that they're going to touch many people's lives.
Mm. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, Mr. Do Right Man has given us some information on his two new singles, and I will spin them. The first one is Country Trail Riding. You stay in that hot seat, Mr. Do Right Man. We'll be right back.
It's Steve-O. Mr. Do Right. DJ Khaled. For the dog on repeat. Let's get it.
Country Trail Riding. I got the moonshine in my cup. Country girls are looking real loose. They're looking good on in them boots. Country trail riding.
Yeah.
I got the moonshine in my cup. The country girls are looking real loose. They're looking good on in them boots. It's nothing like this doggone country store. I got the moonshine in my hand. Cut him loose. Hey, Mississippi. Hey, Alabama. Houston, Texas. What's it say, Louisiana? Oklahoma. And Dallas, too. This country boy is gonna show you what he do. We're country trail riding. I got the moonshine in my cup. Country girls are looking real.
Sometimes I just pull my arms
and think about all our friends, all the good times. But listen, can I talk to the youth right here? If y'all don't mind, can I say a few words? I was sailing at a cold, cold breeze, looking at a picture, staring at the wall. I was waiting for my friend phone call.
Yes, I was.
But I miss my friend. He just walked and went away. Now his baby is sitting there crying. Just wanna see her daddy sing. Oh, yeah. I miss him. Somebody feel like me. I miss my friend.
Social media information and where these two singles are streaming at online. Anyone can listen and purchase online.
Okay, the new release is going to be released. What is this month here? September the 14th. Yes, September the 14th is going to be released on all platforms, all social media sites, and the guys that are the producer and the arranger of these certain tracks are DJ Khaled and P-Rod, and also the businessman is Mr. Herb, and also you heard me call out Devo and
yeah.
Grinding. That's the Trail Ride Association that's connected in Houston, Texas, and he has big festivals off in Houston, Texas. So you'll be able to purchase these new singles September the 14th, and they should be on all digital outlets.
All right. Thank you for that information. So,
yes,
Mr. Right Man, what is that ultimate desire of what you wish all your fans and even the curious listeners to get out of your music, especially these two new singles?
Well, I want to change the way and how an artist, and I'm not saying I'm no better than any one of these great artists. They are great artists out there. That's the reason why you see on my social media page that said, I support all, respect all. And I'm coming to the stage to show my professionalism. I'm not out there to sow any bad light towards anybody. And if anybody that knows me, they'll tell you that I represent myself well. And I want the fans to know that I'm not unapproachable. You know, you can come and take pictures with me. You can, you know, talk to me. I'm there to tell the promoters I'm easy to work with because I believe in showing up on time and doing my job. So if they treat me well, I treat them well. And we're just coming to have a great time off in this market. We're coming to, in other words, enjoy ourselves and do a great job. And the fans, I want to impact their lives with music where it relates to the common day, every common day situation, to change their situation. They hear the song and say, wait a minute, I enjoyed that. I remember being at a trail ride. I remember someone or one of my family, because everybody's affected of a situation that where they lost a friend, a loved one, a partner, you know, a mother, a father. You know, if you've been off in this situation, you have been affected some way or another. So my music is what I call reality, everyday situation, and it's going to change your life one way or the other.
And thank you for that information. Thank you. So would you like to mention your upcoming events again, details and location and dates, the cities and states where they're going to be at? Go right ahead.
Okay. The 26th is going to be off in Atlanta. And that's, I believe that's Marcella, birthday bash. And then after that, we have the October the 5th. I'll be getting an award through Houston, Texas. I'll be with Jabo in the city of Houston, and I'll be getting my first acknowledgement to the city. Also, October the 9th, I'll be off in Arkansas. That's going to be the last dance. I believe that's the Fairgrounds. It's going to be at the Underground Country Fairgrounds. And October the 15th, that's going to be off in Mansfield. I'll be on the show with Calvin Richardson. And that's in Louisiana, Mansfield, Louisiana. And also with a host of a lot of great other artists. November the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, I will be also in Mississippi, Meridian, Mississippi. And I believe that's with TK Soul and a host of other great artists like Mars J Group, J1, Mars Group, all the other great artists. You know, I'm the low man on the totem pole, and I'm still coming up.
Okay.
And I'm very appreciative of every opportunity that is presented to me. So wherever they tell me to get on the stage, if they give me a little corner and they let me hold that corner, you know, I'm coming to do a job.
All right. Thank you for that information. Yes. Just to let the listeners know, I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. And since you're up for hire and you travel, hopefully you'll come over here in Indiana and the Kentucky area, like Louisville, Kentucky,
yes.
Henderson, Kentucky, Evansville, Indiana, Indianapolis area. So hopefully in the future, I do get to see you perform live.
Well, I'm also working with a new promoter as well. His name is Fleetwood. And everyone that's in the business knows Fleetwood. He was with Bishop Bowinkle. Before Bishop Bowinkle died, he was one of the promoters that promoted him. We're off in negotiation where he's going to be working with me and a host of a lot of great team members that are, you know, just taking me under their wings and they're believing in what I'm doing. And they're trying to push me forward. And like I say, any opportunity is a great opportunity for the Do Right Man. And I want to see everybody in every city, every town, every country, every state, whatever. I'm ready to go to work, you know.
All right. That's what's up. So any future music projects you would like to let us know, tease us about, any new music projects you might have coming up?
I got several music projects that are coming up. One is I'm writing a song, and me and Nelly Travis. Reason why this is a great honor, because if you know Nelly Travis, she just don't do anything
yeah.
with unknown artists. So she's allowing me to write a song, and it's going to be coming out pretty soon, and maybe next month. Or the month after that, but we're going to be doing that, and then I'm also working on a project with It's Karma. It's Karma is, you know, she just came out of the song I'm Country,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, me and her is going to be doing a collaboration. And it's a host of other artists that are working with me. They are calling me. I smile because it's like it's a great opportunity to work with some people that already been out there, and they allow me the opportunity to share the mic with them.
Right. That is awesome. Wow. So you're more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all those nice and lovely people that have supported you in your music career and also in the making of these two newest singles. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's go back into the people that gave me an opportunity. Jabbo the Texas Prince, Rue Davis, Sweets Idlebird, Tasha Carr, Anisha Ward, Maurice Anderson, DJ Khaled, P-Rod, Steve-O, Randall Wildman Brown. We can go on the list, okay. But Joanne Robinson, off in Shreveport, gave me an opportunity. It's a lot of people.
The best you can.
And Miss Cookie, Miss Cookie, gave me an opportunity to go on her show as well, and she allowed me to come out and, you know, and tell my story. DJ Sean Fisher, DJ Sean at the Hilltop Radio, also allowed me to drop a one of my songs for his drop on his radio station. A lot of great people that has came my way, and if I miss anyone, I appreciate every opportunity, and I thank you for allowing me to, in other words, to come forward. And any fans out there, be on the lookout. The Do Right Man is coming, like I say, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. And here's an applause for all those persons that have supported you. And that they keep on supporting you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And so as we come into a close to our fun, the end of our show, any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are still suffering in the world today? Go right ahead, Mr. Do Right Man.
First of all, I'd like to thank you, Ms. Bender Mars, and, you know, for giving me this opportunity, this platform to share with the people. What I would encourage the people to do is always keep looking towards the hill, which comes your help and strength, and understand all your help comes from the Lord. So if you keep your eyes focused on him, whatever you're trying to do, it's going to happen, because some simple fact, he says, I'm more than the world against you. So in anything that you ask in his name is already a yes and amen. So all we have to do is be encouraged, do the right thing, and not try to use the people that put you out there, because you are the representation of the people that you work with. So your name and their names are attached. So like my grandmother used to say, it's hard to come back from a name that is tore down. And when you tear down your name, it's like giving all your money away. So you got to represent yourself well. I don't care how many doors that open for you. If you have a bad character, the real you gonna show up. You got to understand, you got to be a good steward of whatever you got before you. And matters what nobody, what everybody say, long as you, if you know who you are, nobody can tear your name down.
Right.
That's from the Do Right Man.
All right. And thank you. It was my pleasure. You know you're always welcome to come back. I want to hear that new music coming up later. Hopefully you'll look me up and get you back on the platform so we can talk about some new music projects. Mr. Do Right Man, everyone, go check him out online. The music will be coming out September 14th. Is that correct?
That's right, man.
That's right.
That's right, Ms. Bender.
So, all right. And thank you for those words of encouragement. Much needed. And you have a blessed evening. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. This is Brenda Moss, your host with the most, signing out. Everyone have a blessed holiday. And thank you all. Anyone can send in their contributions to my show to keep me afloat. Thank you, everyone. Love you all. Thank you all for your support. Here is Country Trail Riding. Good night, everyone.
Hey, Steve-O. Let's get it right. DJ Khaled. For the dog, no reason.
Let's get it. Country Trail Riding. I got the moonshine in my cup. My country girls are looking real loose. They're looking good all in the moose. Country Trail Riding. I got the moonshine in my cup. I got the girls all looking real loose. They're looking good all in them boots. It's nothing like, this doggone country store. I got the moonshine in my hand, my red cup and barbecue. DJ Khaled, go ahead and cut him loose.
Keep it real. That saddle up, girl. Get it in.
country girl so